Okay, good morning. We're holding Simon Chav Zayin by Zayin. We'll have some pictures today. Got all the diagrams out. Says the Mechaber. Afal pishiyesh la'odam makibim makom hanachas tefillin. Even though a person has a wound or it's be painful to put it on the actual place and it's talking about the tefillin shah. Good morning. So yaniach tefillin, you still put them on. Ki makom yesh bezur lahaniach shtei tefillin. There's enough space on the arm to place two. Now again, the size of the tefillin is much smaller than they used to have, but you can still do it. Ki etzim asamach lebeis hashechi, because the bone going up towards the armpit mechetzio ad ha ku vado hu makom hanachas tefillin. From there and upwards is the place of tefillin. So if you look here, I'll just speak this. I don't see the mission. Here is the aleph, is where your wound is. Okay, so that's really the correct place. So you can still put it up here. Right, there's still enough place there you could do because there is enough room for two tefillin to be placed on that same space. Okay, we're going to see that not to put it though from the place where the muscle goes down to the elbow. That zone right here, that's what is letter hey. That's out. But if you put it up here in the dalid, anywhere along there is allowed to be. You could put your tefillin shebe yad on there. So it says the Mishnah Berura in Chavtes. Akvado roitzalom with boso hatapuach asher letzad hakuvar do velo ad kuvado mamish. You can't put it really all the way down there. Ve'im nispashet hamake bechol boso hatapuach asher letzad kuvar. So let's say the wound is totally over the entire muscle. Yuchlis mochaldas hamekilin. You could be lenient. Lehaniach boso hatapuach asher bechetia elyon shel etzmi. You could put on the upper half of the muscle. Ve'im hamake gedola. It's very painful to put on tefillin. Potter, right? Then what's it called? Even if there would be a space there, but it'd be too painful, then you're potter from that. Just put on the rosh. Then we talked about earlier about making the brachos. Okay, that was the case we learned that when I was a senior in high school and I had the chicken pox, I could not put on my tefillin shebiyad, I only could put on the tefillin shebirosh. So we discussed that a week ago, I guess. Okay, ches. Orech ritzua shel yad. So how long does the strap have to be? Kidei shetakif es hazorah v'yikshor mimenu hakesher v'simatach al etzpa haemtzois. Right? So it should be long enough to be going and be wrapped around your middle finger. V'yikroch mimenu ad etzbao shlosha krichois v'yikshor. Enough that you can be wrapped around three times and tied. V'nogin ha'olun lichroch al hazorah shisha. Oh, Shiva Krichos. The minhag is to tie either six or seven times around the arm. Adz Ramah, Ve'ein Lichruch Haratzua Al Hatitora Kedei Lachazko Al Hayad. Not to tie it over the actual titor, the box itself, at the bottom base in order to secure it. So not to have that. So here are the different diagrams as to how to, whether it's six going this way or six and a half. I found better diagrams. This is safer Netta Gabriel. So he brings here all the different, fascinating, all the different minhagim about and different pictures for how people do the Sheish Vechetzi. This is the Bab of a Mig, and there's the Chabad minhag about how to make the videos. Then when it gets to the hands, is everybody over here.
It's really, everybody does it seven times. The question is, do you count the halves when you come in and when you go out?
Correct. Yeah. So, let's do the Mishnah Berurah, because it could be that... it could be what we call six and a half. Six plus two halves and seven are two different ways of wrapping. But if you look here, it has everything on the hands. These are all the different, where is this? Tosh minug, the sans minug, rapshitz.
It makes it much more complicated.
Ashkenaz.
I'm used to seeing it upside down, not straight. It's hard to visualize like that.
Oh, because you're lefty.
No, because the thumb is up.
The thumb is on the bottom.
No, wait.
It's right hand, but I'm saying, when you look at it, you always tie it with the thumb on the bottom, right? Your thumb's down like that when you tie it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think about it. Oh, I see what you mean.
Upside down all the time.
Yeah, but it's fascinating. Bells in the nug. He brings from everybody in here. Biala, Skver, all the different pictures. There's the Ashkenaz, the Rizal, all the different Chabad. All these different minhagimists to the Teiman, Sfardim, right? The Baal Imre Chaim Vizhnitz. Wow. So lots of interesting pictures in here. I found it. How often do you get to use these pictures? But here we go.
This is
our
written one.
What's that?
Is this the normal one up here?
No, this is the one.
Frashnas. You're looking this way.
I think there'll be Ari Kaplan's Tefillin book also. I remember he also has pictures of the. But he doesn't have all like this. This is much more expansive. Okay, so let's. We're in Sifkat and Lamed. Shalosha Krichos. Shnaim beperek ha-tachton ve'echa beperek ha-emtzei. So again, now we've seen all different ways of doing it. You have the perek tachton is this knuckle right here. Two times here, and then a third one in the middle knuckle on the hand. Yesh omrim de techila echa beperek ha-emtzei ve'achakach shnaim beperek ha-tachton. So how you do it, some say that you do... one in the middle, and then you do the two on the bottom. This should be done after you've done the shel rosh, right? So you just wrap it around your hand, so it's secure, and then you do the rosh, then you go back to wrapping the hand. So there was six or seven, and the Mishnah verse says, O Shiva, ve'anan nehaginan Shiva. Our minhagim have seven. V'am shar tshuva, Shemasik ve'ein lasos el hazayin krichos rak al hazroa. You should only be on the arm. Veloke kitzas hanohagin lasos gimel krichos shel al kiboris v'dad al hazroa. Not to do three here on the arm. That's this picture here. Do three and then four more down on the actual. Turn the wrong way. Wow. Where'd I have it? Oh, here it is, right here. This is the one he's pointing to. Not to do this. Not to do, like, the Zion. Here's the three around there above the elbow, and then to do the last four in here. Right? Rav Avraham Shor brings that when a person sings Zeman Krichas, Vatem Hadveikim Bashem Chaim Kulechem Hayom. You have that pasuk in mind every time. You don't say it, but you have that pasuk in mind as you're rapping. It's the Indian of Dveikas.
I was taught to count them when they say, Poseiches Yedecha Mespilachol Chayratzon, the seven words.
There you go.
Good?
Good.
You just double check that you got the right number. Uh-huh. And on a few occasions, I did have the wrong one. I had to fix it.
Excellent. Okay. Lamed Beis. Ve'ein lichroch shekvar niskayim ukesharten beretzua sha'al hamabarta. Uchmo betefillin shorosh shetoli beretzua shebetoch hamabarta. Ve'kevin she'ein mitzvah klal bekricha. Since there's no mitzvah of the wrapping there, lechein ein lehanicha ad hatitora sheyesh bo kedusha yoisim in haretzua. So you shouldn't wrap it on there. Because it has the Torah has more kedusha. That's this picture right here. It says you should not put the ritzua on top of it to tie it down. You've already done it by doing this one here by the letter beis. You've already that's the ukshartem, right? So then to put this here is not. You should not do that. He writes, right? V'noagin lahaniach hashel rosh kodim shekorchim al hazra. So the minhag is to finish to do your shel rosh before you wrap around your arm. V'yesh armim deyoch lichroch haritzua al katzitza shlosh shalom shaitomush tefila shel yad b'makomo ad sheniach hashel shel rosh. That you should you wrap it around so it doesn't slip out of place until you put on the rosh. V'achar kach yisiben lichroch hashiva krichos.
Your arm first, then rosh, and then hand. Right? So you have to do the arm first.
Yeah, but he's saying here you shouldn't even this is talking about a stage before, this is not the arminhug, about just wrapping it beforehand, then going back and doing the although I saw a picture of Rav Moshe. I saw a photograph of Rav Moshe which would look like it wasn't even wrapped the seven times around his arm. If I remember the photograph correctly. I was talking about this Indian about when to do it, so I think I'm not positive. I think Rav Moshe did have a different minhug about when doing this. Umish bat yodav tzoros v'tefillin nadim imakomon al yedeze. So if your tefillin are going to be moving around, yoch lichroch saviv hatitora kedei lechazkim, then you could in fact wrap it if it's going not going to the same place without doing that, without putting it on. Okay. Oh, good. Okay. So let's do tests. Getting now to the movement. Makom hanachas tefilla shol rosh. Okay. Here we go. That's this. Baruch Hashem for the Torah Musora thing. Where should we put our tefillin Sheb Rosh? So mehas chalas ikre haseyar mimitzchol from the beginning of the hairline ad sof makom shemocho shel tinok rofez. So the place where the baby's head gets soft. Someone sent me a photograph it was fascinating. You saw they had like a little baby, and you could see the actual, I don't know the medical term for it, but you could see where the soft part of the skull was, and that's actually the place of the where we put the tefillin before the head gets hard. Okay, so it has to be down here. We're going to learn now, there can't be any part of it, you guys, even here, can go past the hairline. Sometimes people start it there, and again, the person started the hairline or the former hairline, but that the part cannot fall down. If it's too far down, then the person is not yotze the mitzvah. Right? Now, it's better just in terms of placement. You have much more space to use going backwards. So it's always better to err on the side of caution, push the phone back a little bit too far towards the center of your head than too far down. Because again, if even a part comes down, then you're off. But if you go back, like you have, you're going to see it goes all the way up. There is even space here, as we'll see. Just like there's space to put on two tefillins on the arm, there's two tefillins, space for them on the head.
Two inner boxes maybe, but not with the base itself.
Well, again, the tefillin is man of Chazal were smaller than we make ours today. But even by that, like the Sfardim, some of the Sfardim have really small batim. The minute the Gaon bring down, of making them very small, actually. We can't do that thing. We can't make a kasiva so small nowadays. But when we talk about wearing, like, well, I think Lamed Dalad, Rashi, and Rebbein and Tom, some minute were not just wearing them one after, they were wearing them at the same time. So
you need an extra fine quill, I guess, right? It's so small.
Oh, to make it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's now see the Mishnah Berurah is going to speak out. Basically, he's going to just tell us what these diagrams have here on the chart. Lamid gimel ikri haseyar pirush debeni necha lav mameshu. Doesn't mean literally to put them between your eyes, right? We know that. De gemarina and gezeva shava milo sasimu korcha beneinehem. Not make a bald spot between your eyes, right? Ha'omer eitzel hames. So I remember Rabbi Yudin was saying, what? Someone in their grief, they're going to say, I'm so upset, quick. Go get me a tweezers so I can pull out the unibrow. I can get that bein echar. I can pull out this hair right here between my two eyes. No, of course not. It means the top of the head. That's what a person's going to pull out. It's all over there making a bald spot on the hair itself. Afkan maschil malkum tefillin bin malkum sheish shayachus korcha. A place where you can talk about baldness. That's the hairline. Dahayinu malkum has chalas semichas hasaros shibarosh, where the hair begins to grow. Many people, unfortunately, are nichshal. They stumble. They mess up. They don't get it right. Now the top part begins. And you put them down on your forehead. Right? You see the tefillin strap's not adjusted correctly. It can very easily slip down. Right. This is a Torah prohibition. That the entire tefillin has to be in that spot. The Hainishia, Fila Kotze HaTachton, even the bottom part shall tell you HaTitora.
So he's saying it's an Isser as opposed to not fulfilling.
You're Mavatal, you're Mavatal the Amitzis Asay, right? Which means in the Zman, the base of Migdash, you bring a Korban Ola. The person would not, halachi would not have been put on tefillin that day if it's not in the right spot. Right, so it's in the bottom, the Titora, Munach, Al Mokum, Haskholas, Ikri Hatzer. So that has to be where the hair is. Aval Ein Lahashgiach, Lemish Yeshlo, Saras, Aruchois, She Shochvim, Al Chatzi, Hametzach, Lahaniach, Sham, Hatafilin. Right, so if you have bangs and you put them down there, right, so if you look at this picture over here, he's showing that not to. You have to find where the hairline really starts over here. You don't say, oh, this is hair also, so if I can put it down here, you have to lift up and figure out where the hair begins.
It goes by the roots, not by where it's lying.
Yeah, by the roots, exactly, right. So, right, we just said, it's better to place a little bit higher up than this. A little bit wide. Because you have enough space on your head to really put the two tefillin there. Shouldn't fall down. That's the minute of like the Kerites. So a person cares about his friend. You look to the guy next to you in shul, make sure his tefillin in the right place as well. You shouldn't be a sinner with your body. Talks about the skull that never put on tefillin. It's a big punishment. How did Levatola? You made a bracha for in vain. Did tefillin shemunachim shelo b'makomon? If they're not in the right spot, how they kmunachim b'kisan? It's like it's in your pocket. Ve'imet nishmetu b'makomon. If they slipped out of place, tzarak lachas to take. If you have to put them back right away, le'inyim bracha ayin le'el simin chafei sif yibez. And last one, lamed dalet ad sof makom roitzel loymar shekitzei hamabarta shel hatefillin lo yehe munach l'malam imakom shemocho shel tinograch. So that part can't go too far back. That's the Mavart, is the place where the Ritzua goes through, so that part can't go too far back as well. So, but you have enough, realistically, you have a lot of room to work with. Okay, we'll stop here for today.